Did all social media about today?
Yeah.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Marrakesh, Casablanca, Brussels, and Lisbon to Eugene, Oregon to Burbank, California. Good morning. We are the Tastemakers.
Beautiful Tuesday morning here in the valley in LA. It's a cool 75, sunny. The palm trees are blowing. There was no traffic coming in. You couldn't ask for a better way to start the day.
And a cool breeze as well, Mark.
Yep.
Ready.
That I am.
Happy Tuesday to everybody. Yeah. Happy Tuesday. Here we go again. And a wonderful day it is, like Mark just said, and the start of the World Series tonight.
2 weeks. Yeah, the World Series. Go Royals. Last time they were there was 85.
Yeah, how about that? I almost don't even know. I mean, they mentioned briefly on SportsCenter and a little bit on the news this morning. But I guess when your teams aren't in, you kind of get lackadaisical and not really give a crap, I guess.
Yeah, like my son, who's a huge baseball fan, and the last couple of days I've been saying, yeah, the World Series, and it's like,
I mean, it's the sporting event, I guess, still.
World Series.
Yeah, but should be a good series. I know Kansas City Royals have broke all these, first time in history, they've won the first 8 games in a playoff series and lots of different records and stuff. And I think the Kansas City Stadium, I don't even know what it's called, but I think that's your favorite stadium. You've been to them all, for crying out loud.
You're right. That's one of my favorite stadiums. I enjoy it a lot. It's very low-key, easygoing, Midwestern, and well done, beautiful. They didn't do the old tear-down rebuild. They just spent $250 million in renovating the old place. And
what's it called?
Kauffman Field.
And Kauffman, who's Kauffman?
I don't know. He must be one of the originators of the Royals, maybe the first owner or something. I don't know.
And what a stab in the heart, not only to lose to St. Louis 2 years in a row, but to have the San Francisco Giants, third time in 5 years. We dominated them, that being the Dodgers this year, dominated them. They were a wild card play-in game, won their game, and ended up making it to the World Series. That's like such a stab in the heart. Hey, but before we go too much further with the World Series and a bunch of other topics we're discussing today, Mark, we got to start the Tuesday morning show like we do every Tuesday morning.
Do it.
Candles on the cake, wishing celebrities a happy birthday today. We got a huge one starting out today.
Wow.
Let me ask you, Mark, name in your opinion, who are probably in the world of celebrity, in the world of stardom and famous people, who would you see are probably the two, not see the three, who would you see are the three biggest names in the entertainment industry today? The top three.
That's a tough one. I'll start off the bat with saying George Clooney, only because everybody loves him. He's got 2 Oscars. He's been in the news lately because he just got married, and now he's promoting his tequila thing again. So right out of the gate, I'd say George Clooney is one. Am I right about that one?
Well, no. I mean, somebody celebrating their birthday today.
And I want
you to pick, like I said, it's one of the top three people on the planet.
Well,
I think
George Clooney.
Well, who are the other two?
Geez, top three on the planet.
Yeah, well, that seems like this person's in the news almost every day.
Wow.
Or weekly.
Geez. George Clooney, naturally. he's my top one because you can't put a TV on or a radio or a newspaper.
Okay, it's Kim Kardashian. She's 33 today.
Oh, 33, that's it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like she, especially since she married Kanye West.
I saw her on, they did a clip on Billy Bush yesterday, Access Hollywood.
Oh, that outfit she had on?
Well, not only the outfit, and then they showed her from the rear, and I swear, and Billy Bush mentioned this too, she's got to have the biggest ass out there, and it seems like it's getting bigger and bigger.
But you can't really, if you see her from the top up, of course you can't see. Even if you see her, if she's wearing a certain dress from the front, you really can't tell, but will you see it from the back? And you're right, it is huge.
Do you agree with me that it's been getting bigger and bigger over the last couple of years?
Well, I think it got bigger after she had her kid.
My gosh, it's unreal.
Yeah.
You know, when she flies, she's got to be first class, and I'm sure she's got to get 2 seats. This is unreal.
Come on. It's not that big.
Oh, come on.
Okay. Anyhow.
Okay, so who's the other two?
She's 33 today.
I thought she was older.
How much older?
I don't know, maybe 36.
Wow. Okay.
A little bit older, yeah.
Amber Rose, she's 30. That is Wiz Khalifa's ex-girlfriend. She's like,
hey, let's go back real quick to Kardashian, because I'm thinking, she was on Dancing with the Stars, wasn't she?
I think she was on and Robert was on. So, okay. Yeah.
But she didn't last very long, right?
No, I think 2 weeks.
Okay, 2 weeks. Yeah, that's amazing because the way you survive is not by the judges' votes; it's by the call-ins to say you're the best.
Oh, you can vote. Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's how you survive. This is how Michael, the Talladega, NASCAR driver, is still there because
he's
awful.
Eliminated last night, by the way.
That kid that was on Mean Girls, that other zero.
Oh, but, the girl.
No,
oh,
the boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he must have been. Boy, this Talladega guy must be. I mean, I saw him on the news this morning. I'm thinking, I didn't even know he was still on. He's like a race car driver. He's in his, what, late 40s, and I figured he'd be gone early.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's awful. Mm. But that's what I'm saying. If you've got the fan base, they're the ones that keep calling you. Right, and that's what saves him. But Kardashian, even with the fan base, didn't save her. Because
she must have really stunk then.
Yeah. See, and I don't even remember her being on there.
Then she must have been gone like in the second or third episode.
Could be. Yeah. It wasn't the first.
Are we sure that she was on then?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm almost 100% sure.
Or about 3 years ago. Maybe it was Chloe. Mm. Maybe it was Chloe then.
I don't know about her.
Because she's pretty big. I mean,
right. That's what I'm curious about because when you are.
I mean, she's. Yeah, she's very.
You're saved because of the fan base.
Robert Kardashian, he did pretty good, I think. Didn't he make it to like the
sixth, maybe six or seventh? Yeah, he did better than most people thought.
Wow, okay. Well, anyhow, back to the birthdays. Yep. Carrie Fisher, wow. Star Wars.
Yeah, I'd say, let's see, 58.
57. I can't go much further than Star Wars and Blues Brothers for her as far as movies.
And I totally forgot about Blues Brothers.
Judge Judy.
Postcards from the Edge, she was in that as well.
Ah,
Judge Judy. She's got to be 76.
71 and worth $40 million, or she made $40 million last year.
Yeah, I thought it was 47 she makes every
year. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Ricky Rubio, the superstar European-Italian player who's been associated with the NBA, seems like forever, and he's been with the Minnesota Timberwolves, I guess, the last couple years, 23. And he seems like he's been in the NBA forever. So he's 23 today. Baseball Hall of Famer, Whitey Ford. Whitey Ford, 85 today.
Wow.
85.
Hey, is that it for our birthdays?
No, we got two more.
Okay.
Speaking of the World Series and the playoffs and how the Dodgers did not make it, Zach Greinke, who looks like a surfer skateboarder, 30. He's 30 today.
My son still has six bobbleheads of Zach Greinke from Dodger Stadium. So if any of our listeners are looking for a Zach Greinke bobblehead, contact us.
Ken Watanabe.
Oh, Ken Watanabe. Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, Ken Watanabe.
He's the Japanese actor.
Yeah.
I'd say he's 62.
Damn, he's 54, bro.
Not bad. I wasn't far off.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so anyhow, where were we prior to that? Oh, back to Kim Kardashian, or back to Dance with the Stars. So who got eliminated? Oh, the guy from Mean Girls. The guy from Mean Girls. I don't even know who the hell that was.
Right, and there we go again with the choice, the decision-making to pick the people that are on that show.
Yep.
If you put the producers in a conference room, there's 10 of them, I guess, and they're coming up with a list of people they want to put in the movie or in the show, you could go to IMDb and come up with any movie and find the top five people. Because this guy's claim to fame was a role in Mean Girls 10 years ago that most people, first off, don't even know what Mean Girls was. Yeah. If Lindsay Lohan was in it 10 years ago, they wouldn't know who he is.
Beats the hell out of me.
So as far as that, anything else, I have no idea what he was in. So I don't know how they come up with these names.
Yeah, I know he was on the KTLA Morning News a couple of weeks ago. They were talking about him. Did you see when he was on?
No, I missed that
one. It seemed like he was some big star.
Well, he is now because of the Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Anyhow, before we get too much deeper into the show with the meat and potatoes, a couple shout-outs here. I want to give a shout-out to one of our clients that just came on board for one of our upcoming events. Still early. It's going to be taking place for the Oscars up there in February 2015. But anyhow, she just came on board, and we're very, very happy and excited to have Darlena Chocolates
involved.
Yeah. Haven't tried it as of yet, hoping that she could send some samples to the office. Darlena, I would hope and assume that you're listening right now. So if you are, let's see about scheduling something for the office to taste when you get a chance. DarlenaChocolates.com. Excuse me. Artisan Chocolates, Mark. They're artisan chocolates, and they have a romantic and health-minded. Oh, geez, I can't even read my writing here. Just bear
put
with
your
me.
Reading glasses on,
there
boy.
There we go. They're a romantic and health-minded dedication for a real purpose through the creation of artisan Darlena Chocolates to give a truly authentic chocolate tasting with their chocolates. Their art jewel collection. I got to tell you, I should have just been reading this, but in any event, their chocolates and products are made with the best handcrafted care work by artisan brands. Artisan brands is the big thing these days, Mark. You know that. Yep. And more than chocolates and many other things. But they're handcrafted, and they're not mass-produced by all those machines that so many other people make.
Wow, these are handmade, I would say.
Handmade.
Wow.
They only use the highest grade and the highest caliber of cocoa bean varieties and the purest ingredients available while still supporting green living. And we all know how important green living is. So bravo to Darlina Chocolates.
Great.
Very happy to have you on board. DarlinaChocolates.com. That's D-A-R-L-E-N-A Chocolates.com. Darlina, welcome aboard.
That sounds great. So all our listeners around the world, go to that website and get yourself some Darlina's Chocolates. I'm sure they are fantastic.
And they're from Sandwich, Illinois.
Sandwich, Illinois?
Yeah, Sandwich, Illinois.
So, wow.
And we've got family out in Chicago. We get out there
we've got business partners, too. Yep. You know, Jim
Bacall.
Yeah, from Paper Showers out there.
He's from Northern Illinois. So, yeah, the Darlina Chocolates from Sandwich, Illinois.
I like the name that sounds, Sandwich.
Yeah. How about that?
The Earl of Sandwich, the best warm sandwich out there.
That is a good sandwich, the Earl of Sandwich.
Not just good, it's fantastic, the best.
The Earl of Sandwich.
Great. And they're not even a paid sponsor, and we're pitching them because they're so good.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, what do you know about the hayride, haunted hayride, Mark?
Well, I know this. It is 2 weeks here in Los Angeles by world-famous Griffith Park, and it is a haunted hayride through the old L.A. Zoo at the Griffith Park area.
Yeah, the old L.A. Zoo. How about that?
Yeah, and they were on Shark Tank last year, which is the biggest investment ever made by anybody on the Shark Tank by Mark Cuban. He invested $2 million into the haunted hayride, which is now at, I believe they've got about 10 locations throughout the country. They also have a haunted farm or haunted camp. You go and it's 12 hours from sunset to sun up, and you're in a tent out in the boondocks, and for the next 12 hours, you get terrorized.
For 12 hours?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's terrible. I heard this morning, I'm not quite sure who it was, some producer who was at a haunted house, and
She was a newscaster.
Yeah, she screamed so much, she pulled a nerve or something in her chest, and she had
abdomen ripped.
Yeah, and she had to go to the emergency because she just couldn't stop screaming.
Well, she ripped her abdomen. Yeah. I mean, she screamed so much for the 30 minutes, it tore her abdomen.
That's got to
be
some pretty scary crap.
Yeah.
Either that or she's pretty sensitive. And speaking of scary crap, the haunted hayride, by the way, it's $30 for 25 minutes. Kind of pricey.
That is pricey, especially if you have a family. Now, I mean, if there's three of you or four of you going, you're looking at $120, not counting
for 25 minutes.
Not counting the gas, time you go out for dinner. It's a $200 evening.
Crazy.
Yeah.
A little pricey for me.
Yeah, a little pricey for me, too.
Yeah. I'm sure it's going to be sold out for Halloween.
I bet you it's – well, yeah, I think every night's been sold out pretty much. It's these guys make a ton of money.
We should reach
contact
out to them.
See
if they could
– I'll make a note. We could do a review next week.
Yeah.
Haunted.
We got to get on it because Halloween is a week from Friday, and we're leaving a week from Thursday.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Hey, as long as we're talking about when we're leaving a week from Thursday, ladies and gentlemen around the world, we're heading out to we're flying into Reagan National Airport in beautiful Washington, D.C. A week from Thursday, we'll be there judging the Miss Maryland USA pageant for the weekend. We're looking forward to that. We're judging in addition to providing the luxurious pageant gift bags for
Absolutely.
That event, so we're looking forward to that. But one thing I would do a shout out is while we are there in the D.C. area, and we're only in D.C. for a few hours that first night, but we have been invited to attend and visit Ben's Chili Bowl right outside of downtown Metro D.C. We've had every president in the last 50 years, I believe, or 40 years, have visited Ben's Chili Bowl.
You're kidding.
So we are looking forward to getting there and have a great bowl of Ben's Chili. I had it myself a few years ago.
Well, the way you're talking about it, Mark.
My family was there a few years ago.
It better be good.
So we are looking forward to our Ben's Chili Bowl. More details to follow next week. And then when we return from D.C. area, you will get our review of Ben's Chili Bowl here live.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to it. Speaking of chili, we were at Pink's last week.
For those who don't know Pink's is a Hollywood legend since 1939. We were invited and had our gracious host, Richard Pink, the son of the founder of Pink's, was our host. And he was a more than gracious host. and opened up his doors to us, and it was a wonderful experience, Matt.
It was. It was fantastic. I mean, we start off with the jalapeno. Jalapeno. What's it called? It was a special.
It was a jalapeno dog.
It was a jalapeno dog, which was huge.
The jalapenos were in the dog itself. Yeah. You're not talking about a regular dog delivered to us with jalapenos on the top. The jalapeno was in the dog itself.
Yeah, and it was served with a little bit of mustard. And I always like my hot dog smothered with everything. And at Pink's, they have 35 different types of hot dogs, by the way. But
how about that? 35 different
choices.
I got
to tell you, a couple bites that I took, even without the mustard, it was fantastic. It's
like flavorful, yeah, tasty.
It's just fantastic. I was going to say I'm not quite sure what the most popular dog is, but I asked Rich, and I believe it's a chili dog.
Which is called the
Marlon Brando, I believe. But their chili was fantastic. I know. I just brought that up because I know we're going to be hitting the
chili dog is just the chili dog. There's no name to it. It's just the chili dog, and it comes with mustard, chili, and onions.
Yeah.
$4.20.
Yeah.
For the full list of the menu items, visit Pink's Hollywood. .com.
It's on the corner of La Brea and Melrose. It's an institution. Been there, like Mark said. First, they started out way back when in a
39 with a cart.
With a cart. Yep. And
quite the story.
And like Mark said, 35 different hot dogs. I'm talking crazy. I mean, we had the pleasure of trying the Martha Stewart, which was, get this, sour cream, bacon. I love it. I mean, you might think sour cream on a hot dog. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that sour cream. This was originally the Guadalajara dog.
Yeah.
But she sampled it and said, wait a minute, throw sour cream on there and make this thing a better dog. And they did, and hence is the name now, the Martha Stewart dog.
Yeah. We also had the Jada. Was it called the Jada dog?
Yeah, Jada de Laurentiis dog, which is a 9-inch stretch hot dog, sauteed peppers, onions, mushrooms, chopped tomato, shredded mozzarella cheese. Now, that's Italian.
Holy crap, Mark. My mouth is watering right now. It's a little too early for lunch. But
we had that, and then we had the Philly cheesesteak dog, with grilled steak, grilled peppers,
I know Richard asked
onions,
us we wanted that.
American and Swiss cheese. Now,
I wanted to pass on that because I thought there was too much meat, but he gave it to us, and it was fantastic. And then we had the chili cheese dog, too. They were all wonderful. Boy, he literally served up on a silver platter.
The Brando dog, right, 9-inch stretch dog. Mustard, onions, chili, and shredded cheddar cheese, the Brando dog. Mm-hmm. And so we had the Giada, we had the Philly, we had the Brando, and we had the Martha Stewart, I guess, right?
Yeah,
Plus,
we had the jalapeno. Well, we didn't eat the whole jalapeno.
Well, yeah, we snacked on that when we got there. It was kind of like an appetizer or an hors d'oeuvre.
Not to mention the fantastic onion rings and the French fries, and then the
chili cheese fries.
With bacon bits.
This was a hot dog lover's dream. We had the hot dog buffet.
Yeah.
It was a buffet.
And hot dogs are big, and we have lived in Los Angeles our entire life, from Pink's to the Dodger Dog to Carney's Dog on the Census Trip to...
many other places.
Pink's is it, man.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's why it's been there since 1939.
Yeah.
And Richard Pink, first off, what I thought was fantastic, the most gracious host out there, he comes out. Well, first thing, before we even meet him, his staff is the most pleasurable.
Attentive.
Right. Came out and offered us drinks. Wanted to know what we were drinking. And got that ball rolling. And then when he came out, he immediately followed with a hat, the Pink's hat, which we immediately put on. And I've worn a couple times.
I was going to say, you said you were going to wear it all day on Saturday.
Yeah, I did.
Yep.
Yeah, we were out and about. And so I had the hat on all day. He brings out the hat, which is great, and then starts giving us the history of Pink's, which is great. It's a book in itself, or a movie, or a documentary at least.
Yep.
And I believe that Richard mentioned that there was a documentary out done a few years ago. But, you know, he's gracious. And then he came out with the hors d'oeuvre with the jalapeno dog.
Yeah, fantastic.
And it was great because he'd written in mustard on there, Pink's loves Wild Creations.
Yeah, that was a nice touch.
Wasn't it?
That was all over social media, Instagram and Facebook and
LinkedIn. Yeah, it was everywhere.
So that was fantastic. And I know, I think one of the questions we asked, which was an important question, out of all the celebrities, and it's a celebrity hotspot or hotbed, you name it, they've been there, all celebrities and so forth. But the question I had was, what celebrity has eaten the most Pink's dogs in one sitting?
Who was
Orson Welles.
Yeah.
18. It's like the Coney Island hot dog eating contest. Not quite. They eat the 60s and 70s. But 18 Pink's hot dogs in one sitting. That is unbelievable. Well,
it's unbelievable unless you know Orson Welles. The guy was ginormous.
We split a total of six. Well, actually, we didn't eat all, but we
split. The three of us, I guess. Yeah. Us and Richard Pink had a few bites,
18,
not a lot.
I couldn't even imagine. I think Richard said his father was the one that was serving him and had a little bit of a conversation, was sharing stories and so forth. But fantastic meal, fantastic hot dog place, fantastic history. And they have a charity event coming up. I believe
it's Pink's Celebrity, or Pink's Celebrity
75 years. It's Chili Dogs for Charity from November 7th through November 13th. The chili dogs are 75 cents each from 7 p.m. for 75 minutes. So let's get this right, kids. From November 7th through the 13th, from 7 p.m. for 75 minutes, hot dogs are 75 cents.
Wow. And limit seven per person.
Top with your choice of mustard, chili, and onions, seven per person. And it goes to a different charity every night.
Jeez.
So that's fantastic. That's talk about giving back.
It's fantastic. It's generous. And then you yourself get to enjoy the most fabulous hot dog out there in the L.A. area. You know, this is fantastic.
Always a line.
Always a great time. Always a good meal.
And they're opening up. They're across the country. They're in Las Vegas. They're in Connecticut. They're in San Diego. They're in
Ventura County Fair last month. Yeah.
And they're opening up this year, I believe later this year, in Miami, Florida. And get this, of all places, the Philippines.
Yeah, Manila.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how about that? Pink's hits the Philippines.
If you build it, they will come.
So get out there and get to 709 North La Brea. And if you have not tried it as of yet, you have to taste it. And if you have tasted it, keep on going back.
Yeah, the website is pinkshollywood.com. You can follow them on Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook. That's at official Pink Hot Dogs, at Pink Hot Dogs, and hashtag Pink's Hot Dogs. And their phone number is 323-979-3878 for catering. Contact them. They sell all sorts of merchandise as well, T-shirts, hats, visors, pins, purses, magnets, coasters. Best hot dog out there, Pink's. Thanks again, Richard Pink, for your generosity and your
hospitality.
Thank you,
Richard. Great. Hey, a moment ago or a couple minutes ago, we were talking about Miss Maryland pageant. We didn't get a chance to talk about another pageant we recently participated in as judges, the Miss Hollywood USA pageant.
Well, we did last week. We talked about that.
Well, we weren't here last week.
Oh, well, that's right.
Yeah. We
ran a repeat. We had other
business engagement we had to attend to, so therefore we didn't have the opportunity to talk about it. You know, one of the things that we do and love is judging beauty pageants, and what's not to love, right? So recently we were invited to judge the first regional
Miss Hollywood USA.
First in Hollywood. And it was the first, so it was a little on the small side, but always love participating. It was at a venue on Hollywood Boulevard. I'm not even sure what the venue was. It was some kind of a nightclub, but always great to be involved with judging. I think there was only five of us judging this time.
Let's see. Sarah, who was the model or agent. Then there was the gym guy.
The physical trainer, the personal trainer.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they were right.
Congratulations to the winner of Miss Hollywood USA
and Miss Teen Hollywood
and
USA,
Teen Hollywood
who will
USA.
Now go on to compete for Miss California USA in January.
Yeah, and then we got the Miss California, like you just said, January in Long Beach, correct?
Right, right.
Hopefully, we could be invited to attend that event. Always love those beauty pageants, and again, what's not to love? And
I want to mention a big shout out to one of the brands that just came on board in the last week or so that are participating in the Miss Maryland USA gift bags in next week. They were also participated in Miss New Jersey last weekend, and they're going to be participating in Miss Nevada USA in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's Jonathan product.
Yeah.
We all know Jonathan. He had a show on TV on the Bravo.
Was that on Bravo?
It was called Blowout.
Yeah.
And he's got a great product called Jonathan product. It's they're vegan, no animal products or byproducts, or never any animal testing, and gluten-free, using only the highest quality ingredients made from select natural oils, exotic butters, vitamin-rich fruit, plant, and sea extracts. Jonathan product formulations are as luxurious as they are nourishing, and designed to help leave your hair looking great and feeling healthy with minimal effort. Achieving and maintaining great hair should be nothing short of easy. Everything your hair needs, nothing it doesn't, an expert approach to styling. Simplified. So, I mean, you can't go,
you have
can't
a website,
go wrong
Mark?
With that. You know what? Let me see if I've got that here. I don't think I've got the website. It's Jonathan product. So, performance-driven luxury hair care inspired by professional stylists. to bring your salon hair results at home. And I would say it's jonathanproducts.com, but I would just Google Jonathan Products and you see it. But this stuff is great stuff.
Yeah, sounds wonderful. And so they're involved with Maryland. They're also involved with Miss Nevada USA next month. And last week or 2 weeks ago, they were at Miss New Jersey. And I believe they're going to be involved with our Oscar gift bags as well.
That's correct.
Wow.
They're going to be in our Oscar gift next
week. Big shout out to the Jonathan Products. Thank you so much for being involved. And all the recipients, I'm sure, are going to love the product. So if you're listening, get out to Google them. Then next week, we'll definitely have their website. I'm sorry that we don't have that currently. But
I'm thinking it's jonathanproduct.com. If not... you guys want to you just Google Jonathan Product.
And again, if you can't Google it, we'll definitely have it next week. So sorry about that, not having it. But thanks for being involved. And again, Mark, three events, Nevada, Maryland.
And get this. They're also going to be gifting the audience. Everybody in the audience is
How
going
cool
to get
is
a
that?
Little, a special little sampler.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And I believe they're located in Maryland, so we might have the opportunity to meet them when we're
some
out
of the,
there.
Some of the staff, yeah.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that.
Fantastic.
So, thanks again, Jonathan Product, for participating with this great official gift bag opportunity.
Yeah, happy to have them. Oh, always looking forward to new brands.
Yep.
Always
looking forward to new brands. Hey, I want to send our condolences and RIP for designer, 82-year-old Oscar de la Hoya. Oscar de la Renta, I'm sorry. Rhymanese. Oscar de la Renta passed away
82.
Last night at his, in his sleep with his family around him yesterday.
Born in the Dominican Republic. I wouldn't have thought that.
Oh, yeah. That's old news.
Didn't know that until I heard that today, but 82
years old. Oh,
really?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I did not know that. For some reason, I thought he was
French or Spanish or something.
Yeah, yeah. French
or
Spanish.
Typical mistake that novices like you would make.
Yeah.
But, we rest in peace, Oscar de la Renta. You are the designer to the stars. And I always enjoy one of the things when we go to the Wynn Hotel, which is the only place I stay at when I'm in Vegas. You check into the room, you've got your TV on there, and it's got that ongoing thing from Steve Wynn about thanks for staying at the hotel. And then they've got certain interviews with different people. Oscar de la Renta is always there on the Steve Wynn promo in the room at the Wynn Hotel, and it's always a pleasure to listen to Oscar de la Renta in the
room.
Do
they have a boutique there?
They do.
Esplanade. At the Esplanade.
The Esplanade. So Oscar de la Renta at the Esplanade at the Wynn Hotel. So he will be missed. He's one of these legends. You know,
50
people
years
use legend.
He's been, supposedly
too far
he's
and,
he's suited and booted. I think they said five first ladies.
Yeah. So he will be missed. And I've got one of his suits. I've got one of his ties. And Oscar de la Renta.
I used to have his cologne too.
That's nice to know.
Back in the day. Hey, when you hear honeymoon spot, where would you think is probably the top two or three honeymoon spots in all the planet?
Well, when you say honeymoon spot, we're going back generations here in decades. We're naturally in the old days, everybody would only go to Niagara Falls.
Currently.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Hawaii, number one. I would say that's number one. Caribbean, you're talking about an actual city itself or a region?
Destination.
Okay, Hawaii, number one, no doubt about that. Second destination, I would just say, Caribbean, nothing in particular.
Well, I'm going to blow you away with this. Hawaii is number three.
Wow, that does blow me away.
It's going to blow you away even more, Mark, is number two.
Dang.
Number two, Gatling, Tennessee.
Now, this is Gatling, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. I've never even heard of that before. It must be someplace like, where's that in Missouri that they have all the shows and the performers?
Branson.
I'm assuming maybe it's something like that. Huh. But here's number one on the globe. Las Vegas, number one honeymoon.
For honeymoon.
Not for getting married, for honeymoon.
Where were these facts and figures
heard
given?
On entertainment. It's on satellite radio, entertainment radio.
Huh. I have to question all those.
Yeah. Number three, Hawaii's
number
three.
I got no problem with Vegas being to elope or to get married.
Yep.
And Hawaii, for sure, I would say one to be bumped down to three. Okay, I can go with that.
Yeah.
But the other two, Gatlin. I wonder if that's where the Gatlin gun came from.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Maybe.
Yeah, interesting.
Speaking of Gatling gun, it wasn't used, but I watched Zulu Dawn last night.
Oh, did you? Wasn't it great?
Yeah, the last 25 minutes was pretty good.
I loved it.
The last 25 minutes.
I was thinking the same thing. A Gatling gun would have wiped out all the Zulus.
Yeah, see, but at the end of the day, numbers, it is, I mean,
when you got 20,000 people out there.
So it didn't matter how many, and, you know, they had to load their rifles one at a time, you know, each shot. They had a good format going, you know, the front line.
Standard
and the
traditional
line.
British.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, they were just overrun.
Yeah. Well, they didn't expect that. They thought they were going to be fighting a less than that number, first off, and with no direction, no organization.
So this was Was this a remake of Zulu with Michael Caine in the 60s?
No, Zulu was Rourke's Drift. This was the entire campaign against the Zulu. The movie Zulu was only at one location, which was Rourke's Drift. Yeah. This was Islandabad or something or other. But
speaking of Zulu, the first one in 66, was that Michael Caine's first movie or was it Alfie?
Zulu was his first movie. Okay. Alfie is where he got his first role where he became famous.
Okay.
And funny thing you mentioned about that, on Turner Classic, they are always running Johnny Carson interviews.
Yeah.
So I TiVo'd the Sean Connery interview the other day. I don't know if you saw that.
Which
was
no.
great because usually when they have these interviews, it's only one, whether it be Jack Benny going one-on-one.
What year was that?
So this interview was 75 because this was the – oh, excuse me, 76.
Or 75. The man would be king.
Right. So Michael Caine was also on there. So you had the two of them on there together, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was a great interview for the two of them.
And so they were talking about Man Who Would Be King?
Yeah, they were.
That was 75 or 76 from that.
Yeah, I think it was 75.
I just TiVo'd The Wind in the Line a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that was on more than a couple weeks ago. This was on a month ago.
Was it? Yeah. Did you watch it?
No, I was going to TiVo. I should have, but I didn't. I caught it a couple months ago.
The El Razuli, right?
Yeah, the El Razuli.
Yeah, so anyhow, so, you know, 2 hours and 15 minutes for this Zulu Dawn.
Great, loved it.
You said it took 45 minutes. It was a little too. I like Bob Hoskins in there. But the people, the killing looked terrible. When the people are getting stabbed with I know it was 1979, but it just looked so fake. But Zulu Dawn. Who would have went to see that movie?
We did. We saw it in the theater.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay, but it must have been a limit. I mean, I could see because we like
the original. Well, you see, you got Peter O'Toole.
Yeah.
Okay, this was 82, so he was still relevant. Burt Lancaster, he was still relevant.
Bob Hoskins, and that was it. Oh, Ian McKellen. Was it? No, not Ian McKellen. It was Denholm Elliott.
Right. Yeah. His helmet couldn't get any bigger, by the way.
The other helmets were huge. I mean, right?
Yeah.
They
were pretty big.
They were all
huge. Yeah, it was a great movie. I enjoyed it. I love those historical pieces. I wanted to put another shout out to another brand that has recently come on board and is participating in our Miss Maryland official gift bag in a week. It is Brio Chrism, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
I think you are.
It's BRIO-CHRISM, Brio Chrism. We believe the nature in its purest form is the best remedy and maintainer of the inherent beauty that we are each born with. Each product that Brio Chrism offers brings together the best in nature, whether it is from the oils and minerals found in the plants and other ingredients used, or the fragrances used to stimulate the olfactory senses. At Brio Chrism, you can be assured that each product was created using products from the most sacred source available, nature itself. We all have it. Show yours. Brio Chrism. Brio-Chrism.com.
Well, that's going to be a hell of a gift bag next week, Mark.
It is one of the best. The value is about $250 a piece, which is...
Oh, it's more than that, Mark, because the Max Martin alone is $250.
So we're about $500.
Right, yeah.
We've got a gift bag that's valued at about $500 going to these beautiful young ladies who may have never received a gift bag before in their life. So when they open this thing up, it's going to be a wow factor, right?
That's the whole point.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's great to be receiving this natural beauty. We all have it. Show yours. I love that little slogan they've got there.
You know, yeah, it's fantastic. And like you said, a lot of these girls, it's even the first pageant they're participating in, so probably the first introduction to any type of gifting. So enjoy. Bravo.
And so big thank you to Lewis for participating. And I'll say the website again. It's brio-chrism.com. Go there, order it anywhere you want. It's a great product to have. So thanks again, Lewis.
So we are taking place on, I believe, November 1st, November 2nd is the pageant. And we leave next Thursday, and the judging begins. But looking forward to it. Have you checked the weather, Mark?
I have. It looks like it's going to be in the low 60s during the day and 40s in the evening.
I think next Thursday it's a high of 57.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow,
I didn't even check what the low was, but I am ready for these cooler temperatures, scarves and jackets and sweaters and so forth.
Well, no doubt about that. We had one heck of a hot
one. And I think I heard Mark Kriske, our local meteorologist on KTLA, saying that it's going to be a dry winter as well, so we're going to be without rain again. So.
Wow.
Hot temperatures. My grass is dying. I can only water my grass.
Yeah, most people's are now.
3 days a week.
Yeah.
Now, when it dies, let's just say the grass is dead. Let's just say we have 3 days of rain. Is that going to give it back the life it had?
Not 3 days, so but if you continue to if you continue to water it, you will get some movement.
Because I've already gone out and I bought some seed. I'm planning on when it gets a little cooler, maybe it starts drizzling a little bit to reseed.
How do you do that? Do you have like one of those
I reseed it quite often. I mean, you don't need – I forgot what the name of that tool is, but that's when you completely do the whole thing. I'm talking about certain areas. You kind of just have to work the area yourself.
Right.
You dig it up, put down some mulch first, put the seeds, and then mulch over the top of it. But it needs to be, watered like 3 times a day.
Yeah, you need to water it.
Yeah. But, I mean, my question is I'm just curious if it dies, if the water will bring it back.
Eventually.
Usually we don't talk about horticulture or grass or seeding.
Well, we're the taste makers. But, we're not the horticulturists or the landscapers.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Normally we wouldn't talk about something like that. But because it's been so dry and my grass is starting to die, I'm getting a little concerned. You know?
Yeah.
Have you seen the Ryan Seacrest clothing line?
I did.
What are your thoughts?
Very pricey and no big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
Macy's, only Macy's, right?
Right. Exclusively at Macy's and very pricey. Very pricey.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not a Ryan Seacrest fan, I can't see anybody really wanting to buy it, especially for us. Because really, when all is said and done, you're looking at a licensing deal here where you're buying a suit made by some company in China that's got his label on it. And to spend that kind of money on it, you're a fool if you ask me.
How much are the ties?
Ties are, I think, like $75. I think the shirts were like $90. Everything was very, very expensive.
Speaking of ties, I want to give a big shout-out to one of our new partners, Handsome and Lace in Canada, north of the border from Toronto. Handsomeandlace.ca. That's right. They are a Canadian company. They make wonderful bow ties, neckties, ascots, and scarves for women. We are merging a partnership with them. The Tastemakers are going to be partnering with them to produce, I guess we could kind of say, our own line of ties. They're going to be, we're going to be...
well, we're not designing it. We're licensing our name, more or less, or we're putting our name on
it. We have a fascination and love and passion for ties and our attire. And we recently... partnered with them for an event earlier this year up in Vancouver. They were involved with one of our events and came up with the idea and something we've been toying with for quite some time, a clothing line, whether it's socks, scarves, pocket squares, or ties. And so we're trying to get that going in handsomeandlace.ca. They're based in Toronto. Handsome and Lace is created. I love this. I love... little rundown information on the brand. Based in Toronto, Handsome and Lace was created to set men and women apart from the rest of the world. We are walking around in crowds, constantly struggling to be unique. There's a place where each piece comes to unite fashion with individualism and hand-stitched just for you. They create very independent accessories that will change your attitude on trends, from tailored neckties, bow ties, and pocket squares for men to elegant hairbands and ascots for women. I didn't even know women wore ascots. I thought they just wore scarves.
Well, you know
scarves.
What? Right. They got that fancy little scarf that I think that they wore, like everybody, the guys were wearing in the 70s. You know, with that little, like the ring through it? Remember those?
Yeah, I do remember those.
You know, Jack Cassidy wore those a lot. I'm surprised that hasn't really come back yet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I tore out a couple months ago. I'm not sure if it was Esquire. In any event, big shout out to handsomeandlace.ca, and we will be getting a shipment up to you of... what we discussed earlier tomorrow. So in any event, as I was just mentioning, I was looking at an old, maybe a couple months ago, Esquire or GQ magazine, Mark, and somebody was wearing one of those neckerchief type
things.
A
male or female?
Male.
Was it a recent picture?
It was, like I said, about 6 months ago or whatever. I came across
it. So that's recent?
Yeah. I came, maybe it was a year ago, but I came across, I tore it out of the magazine then, but I haven't seen anything. I just came across it just yesterday.
You tore it out so that way it's showing it is current. And you're sure it's a current picture?
Yeah, within the last year.
So somebody is trying to bring it back.
And I haven't seen it since, but yeah.
But it was on Esquire. So, I mean, somebody
or
is.
Or GQ.
Okay. All right. So
what is it? Is that a neckerchief? I think it's a neckerchief because isn't that what we wore, where Cub Scouts and Webblers wear? They put the scarf through something.
Yeah.
That was called
It was through the logo.
Bar,
the
Cubs got, so that was like a neckerchief. So these things are called... It's not an ascot. It's not a tie. So I think it's called a neckerchief.
It might have its own name. I don't know. But I'd like to see that thing come back. I think that's a great look. As a matter of fact, I think I might go get one. And then maybe I'll wear it next weekend.
Get one? Where are you going to go get one at?
You could buy a... It's like a babushka, you know? And then
I know. I've tried this before, too, even with an ascot. It's just the ring you need, though.
Oh, the ascot's too big, though, I think, really.
But it's just the ring you need, though.
Get a ring at a dime store, you know? know, they're all over the place, these rings. You can find a ring. I could take off my wedding ring and use it.
That wouldn't work. I've tried.
Why wouldn't it work?
It's too small.
Oh. Well, that's because the ascot, I think, is too big.
Yeah, it is. But the ring, it needs to be a bigger ring. Like okay. I said, when I saw this, I toyed around with it and tried to.
All right. Well, I always did like that look, and I'm just surprised it hasn't come back.
Yeah. You're right. Jack Cassidy
wore him a lot in the 70s.
And where would you see Jack Cassidy?
I just read about him the other day because I was reading, long story short, I was just doing some research and I ran across Jack Cassidy. That's why I brought it up, because when I ran across him, I saw the picture of him with that thing, and I remember Jack Cassidy in the 70s wearing those things before he burned alive.
I got to ask, what kind of research were you doing when you came across
Jack
Cassidy?
Well, I came across the Highland Garden Hotel in Hollywood, where Mama Cass croaked. And when I came across that website listed other famous Hollywood celebrities that died in Hollywood, and he was one of them that died in Hollywood. So that's how I came across him.
Oh, yeah,
he burned alive. Yeah, he fell asleep while he was smoking a cigarette.
Was it his house or was it a hotel?
It was his apartment in West Hollywood.
Damn.
Yeah.
What a way to go.
Yeah.
Getting cooked.
Yeah. Cooked alive.
Damn. Yeah. Hey, we attended another cool event last week. A couple things, actually. But the luxury tech event, or was it technology luxury event?
Something like that, which took place at the Peterson
Auto Museum, which I think is closing today or
Monday.
Tomorrow.
It was yesterday closed.
But luxury technology event at the Peterson Auto Museum. That was our second event that we went to at the Peterson the last couple of weeks. Great place to host any kind of a party.
Fantastic.
But we were lucky enough to get invited to the guest list, and we were greeted with a glass of ice cold champagne. I love parties that start it that way, Mark, where you either get a glass of wine, a cocktail, or a glass of champagne. And that's how it started, a wonderful glass of champagne. Some fantastic brands. I mean, a wide variety from a $50 million yacht that
actually was it 50 or 35?
50.
I think it was okay.
50. And when you purchase it, you get a it comes with a helicopter and a submarine.
Yeah.
Seems like you get a lot of value.
No doubt about that.
I mean, they had brands ranging from yachts to Cohiba cigars. So from a $15 item up to a $50 million item, a wide variety of great things. And one of the brands was Woodchuck.
I'm holding
a business card right now, which is made from wood, and everything they sell is made from wood, from tie clips to cufflinks to flasks to pocket squares.
And I just sent them an email this morning to see if they would be still interested in participating in our Oscar gifting suite.
Yeah, I mean, I would never think of a pocket square. It's not my particular favorite. I mean, I love pocket squares. I would never wear a pocket square made out of wood. But the business card, which is in my hand, and it's made out of wood.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Before we run out of time, because we've only got a few more minutes left, I want to do a big shout-out for our very first appearance on Storage Wars.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the episode called May the Vaults Be With You, and it's the one where we were approached by Barry with the Empire Strikes – or not the – it was the
May
Jedi.
The Force,
May
for the
– No. Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi.
Gift jacket, I guess. So it's May the Vaults Be With You episode, our very first one on A&E today at 4:30 p.m. We're in the middle. I guess it's about 20 minutes into the show is when we make our appearance, because Barry finds the jacket. He brings it to us for our professional opinion or a value of that jacket, which I believe we valued it at $5,000.
Right.
So it's a great way to meet the Harris brothers for the very first time in Storage Wars. Came on air over almost 2.5 years ago. May the Vaults Be With You at 4:30 today on A&E. Watch it.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That's one of my favorites. That one, and then the actual first episode we did was...
The Kook? The twins?
The Kook, the Chief. Yeah. That was my favorite one.
Yeah.
Both different, because one was we were introduced as
appraisers,
and then it was our first one as bidders. So those are my two favorite ones.
Yeah, I agree. Mine too.
And there's ones that run all the time. I'm trying to figure out
which
one.
Well, May the Vaults Be With You don't run that often.
No?
No, not really.
Huh.
Yeah.
Which one probably runs the least?
There's a couple of them that run the least.
El Monte, I think.
No, that one's on more often.
Huh.
But there are a couple other ones. I believe it's Total Wine Domination.
Right, okay.
And then the other one. There's one other one where we're
Homeland.
In Long Beach, I think.
No, Long Beach.
Long Beach, yeah, the Long Beach episode.
Oh, we did two in one day once. Did we do two in one day once?
Right, but that one, they never put that into a show. The Long Beach episode, we did not buy. That one is rarely on. Total Wine Domination is rarely on. I don't know what the Long Beach one's called, but that one is.
I've got Total Wine Domination on my TiVo at home.
I got them all TiVo'd.
Yeah. So, but the El Monte one.
Yeah, that one. That's where we're in the stealth mode. That one's every so often.
Oh, that's the stealth mode?
Yeah, El Monte's stealth mode. Yeah. That's Long Beach is rarely run. And, what's the other one? The Total Wine Domination. I forget where we're at in that one. But
okay. Yeah, because I just, that was on, oh, and we're on the French Job next week. That one seems like it's on
all
the
time.
All
the time, yeah.
The French Job.
Yeah.
All right. Right on.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on the overwhelming response by the iPhone? 35 million have been sold now.
35. Okay. So I guess that's, you know, you were saying that you've been wanting to get it, but there's
I just ordered mine last week.
Right. And when I originally said, you know, you hadn't been able to get this because it's been out for about a month now.
Yeah.
And you have been able to retain one. And the first thing that I thought was, because you'd gone to numerous places and you haven't been able to get one, was you can't put something like that in the market if you don't have the inventory. But you're telling me there's 35 million. So well, that's sold, inventory. So I could see them doing, I could see why there's a shortage because they're not going to have 100 million ready to go. But 35 million is a good number to have ready to go.
They sold 10 million in the first week.
Yeah.
And I think that's
fair.
And then they ran out. So okay. That's when they started.
So that's good. I mean, again, they're not going to have 100 million ready to go. 35 million, I could see that.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, so I got my order in. I have to wait 3 weeks still.
Well, makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have 100 million sitting ready to go.
Yeah. But, you know, they're sending them out. If you don't put an order like I did, they're sending two to each store like a week, like AT&T.
Two?
Apple gets more, but like each AT&T store gets two to three a week.
Well, I could, again, I could see that.
Yeah.
You know. It's understandable.
Yeah. Great. I haven't seen anybody with the Plus. I ordered the Plus, but I've seen
what's several, the Plus?
It's the big one.
Oh, yeah. Blake saw that yesterday. He thought it was ridiculous.
I've seen several people with the iPhone, but only I have not seen the Plus at all other than the store. But it seems like that's...
Well, I saw somebody at the ball game. I went to the high school football game the other day with one. Now, is the Plus bigger than this?
Yes.
Okay, so then I guess he had this size. This is the small one then.
No, the small one, the actual. I have an iPhone.
Wait, plus if
this is the size of the small one. The iPhone 6 is the size of a Galaxy.
All right, so the new one is still smaller than this one.
Because
they've only got two out. There's the
this
big
is,
one.
This is the size of the iPhone. If you want to put this next to that.
Okay, so the new one, not the 6, is still smaller than this one.
Well, they're both 6s. It's just a
or
plus.
Whatever. Okay.
Yeah. So the iPhone 6 is larger. It's the size of a Galaxy, which is larger than the last iPhone. And the iPhone 6 Plus is bigger than what you have.
Okay.
Crazy.
Right. I want to put a shout out, and you know, everybody know. Like I mentioned that we're on the May the Vaults be with you today. Also, if you want to follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter tag is wow creations/wowhollywood. And our Facebook account is...
Hold on. Go back a second, Mark. Give them the new Twitter.
What is it then?
That's the one that you started. It's the recent one that it's at Kings of Swag, at Kings of Swag AE.
Okay. AE's in there?
Yeah.
Huh, okay.
Like the channel?
You could also become a friend of us on Facebook, facebook.com/wowhollywood. Or excuse me, Wild Creations. And we're also on Instagram. We're on MySpace. We're on Flickr. LinkedIn is huge lately. We've got 100 new followers on LinkedIn over the last week or so. So follow us on LinkedIn, Flickr, Facebook, MySpace, Twitter. Also, I love to pitch this because if you need your daily dose of the Harris Brothers, FirstRun.tv. We've got the show, The Wonderful World, The Wow, is running 24/7, 365 around the world from your laptop, your iPad, your iPhone, your Android. You can always watch us at any given time.
And we got a new episode coming up pretty soon. Well, when I say pretty soon, it might be a couple of weeks away still.
We've started filming.
Yeah.
So that's something to look forward to.
I know
to.
A lot of people have been asking, when's the next episode? When's the next episode? I'd like to say it's coming out on Friday. I'd like to say it comes out every Friday. And not to mention, let's also mention we have a new column that's going to be coming out in Focus Magazine. And let's not forget to mention A Couple Minutes with the Harris Brothers.
Oh, that's right. I love A Couple Minutes with the Harris Brothers.
That's going to be
new. You can
see
that on YouTube.
Yeah, I believe every Friday. It's exactly that. It's A Couple Minutes with the Harris Brothers that you can see on YouTube every Friday. 2 minutes with the Harris Brothers with an update of what's going on, a different location. Whether it be a restaurant or a travel spot, a hotel or what have you, a couple minutes with the Harris Brothers. So every
on
Friday
YouTube.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
Boy.
We're across the board.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So what time are we on tonight? We're on tonight, right?
4:30 tonight. And then I think we're also on again next week, aren't we?
We're
or next
on
weekend?
Saturday. Didn't I say we're on Saturday?
I'm not sure. But just go to A&E.com. You can see pretty much all the history about us, what we do, where we go, what we're doing. And we're here every Wednesday, the Tastemakers on LATalkRadio.com. If you want to email us, you have any questions, requests, suggestions, you can email us at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com or wildcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. Our website is wildcreationsmedia.com. You can go there to find a list of all the events that we're doing, where we're going, where we're going to be, our appearances. We've got Miss Maryland USA in a week or so, and we are off to
Alabama
a couple weeks
later. That.
So there's a lot of stuff going
Montgomery,
on.
Montgomery, Alabama.
A lot of stuff going on with the Harris Brothers, the Tastemakers, the Kings of Swag, the Twins of Swag. So every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, listen to us here on LATalkRadio.com. We are the Tastemakers. Thanks for listening. Keep watching us. Keep listening to us.
And we'll see you guys around.
Yeah. Ciao.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.